Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Don't you always want to hear it right from the horse's mouth? I certainly do. I want the best and the brightest minds in the industry to tell me about it. Yeah, Tell Me About It is my latest podcast. Since I come across so many interesting people in the industry, some of my favorite students, they ask me if I can speak to some really intelligent and well-known people on hot and trending topics. You know, like content, influencers, health, branding, entrepreneurship, and more. Who am I to quiz the best and brightest, you ask? Well, I am Siddharth Deshmukh, also known as the Traveling Professor. Maybe you've heard me before somewhere. Yeah, I teach across various institutes. Join me and new experts every week over two parts where we dissect these topics and try to make sense of them. Hopefully, learn something about it when they tell me about it. This podcast is an HT Smartcast original and is available on htsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
Kunal, I got a question for you, man. Is it important for brand communication to be always serious in a time like this?
Not at all. I mean, we use humor all the time. And some of our best work is work that uses humor, right?
Okay.
You can be romantic, you can be emotional, you can be humorous, you can be serious as well. It doesn't matter. There's a string of emotions that you can pull on. Pull on anyone you like. It doesn't matter. But again, like I said, every brand has a certain territory within which it should operate, right? Build your own boundaries, work within that, and build a voice for yourself so consumers start seeing you with a little degree of consistency.
Right.
And I understand what you were saying about, you know, changing business models. And I get that completely. I'm saying, look at us as human beings. We all evolve over time. Yeah? How many of us change careers and pivot completely, right?
True.
It doesn't change the essence of who you are. As an individual, there is something about you that stays consistent. Just be true to that. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Interesting. So
how many of you know of the fact that Disney right now in the US started a goodnight hotline? So what they're doing is you call in that number and basically one of the Disney characters will actually sing a lullaby for you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. How cool is that? And how on-brand is that? In this COVID environment, it's just so on-brand. It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's a wonderful example of, I don't know what, moment mark, I don't know what it is.
It is. I mean, it's in the middle of this COVID crisis saying,
absolutely.
Hey, you know, if you're stressed out and you need someone to put you to sleep, here we are, you know, and we'll do it with our characters, with our stories. Yeah, put you to bed.
Kunal, as somebody who does origami, what do you think about meme marketing, man?
Sid, what kind of a fun? Sorry, what kind of question is that?
No, because
what do you think of meme marketing?
You're somebody who's like always creating some kind of nonsense, you know, especially when you're. So
yeah. So look, I think memes are fun.
Yeah.
And I think they have a degree of ability to spread faster than anything else, right?
Yeah.
But again, I think they work best when they are human to human. Right, I think brands trying to create memes is just really trying too hard. You know, you're not as good at it as an average human being is, and you don't have the balls to do the kind of stuff human beings do, right? Because most brands will be guarded, saying, "No, I can't say this, I can't say that." So you won't be funny then.
As long as our fundamental question is, "Yaar, iski na branding thodi weak hai, we can't do meme marketing."
Yeah.
Yeah. Swapnil, I was going to ask you that because there's a big dichotomy in the way in which you are on social media, right? I mean, I was pulling Kunal's leg a little earlier, but you're like a major meme lover.
I do.
Yeah.
I love it.
So you must be finding it particularly stressful to be on the other side, right? It must be quite... How to manage that?
So why does anything become viral, right? Virality happens only when there is a connection.
Sure.
The added challenge for a brand is that this connection is contingent on what people think of you.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
Right.
Memes, when they come in, generally tend to have very little context. I shouldn't say very little context. They are contextual, but for the audience who sees it, it will make sense or not. Right.
Yeah.
So there is a million and a half Office memes, the Office series.
Correct.
Right. But if you've not seen those, you would not get them.
Yeah.
Right. So the point is that memes today are a very strong element of counterculture, simply because it takes out, as Kunal was mentioning, it takes out the formality of communication that brands do.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge at the same time is it's not easy to get onto that counterculture because you're stuck with a lot of, so to speak, baggage. Can we break it and move on? Yes. But it requires, so to speak, that proverbial leap of faith to say, hey, we can do this. Right? And
very few brands are cool enough to carry that off.
It's not just cool, it's also a rights issue. Right?
Yeah.
Look at the bulk of memes. They're about characters, shows, movies, human beings, right? As a brand, you can't touch any of them. There are rights issues to all of them.
That's true.
See, you to be smart enough. And I just caught this out of the blue somewhere.
Yeah.
You have to be smart enough like Pete Best was. So Pete Best was the fifth Beatle, right? He was a drummer for the band.
Yep.
And then he got fired. The first album that he came out was called Best of the Beatles.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I told him Swapnil
knows everything
that, right?
About everything.
You can't take him to the court for that.
No, you can't.
It's the smartest meme. It happened in the 60s. You really need to therefore get a little ahead of who you are as a brand and take that risk. I think because of the potential downsides of an effort like this are significantly high.
Yeah.
People tend to, or brands tend to then hold back and say, too risky, right?
Yeah.
And that's where I think this will happen. But I'm saying if my audience is sitting there, then brands will finally find a way, right? I'm saying my 12-year-old actually talks in memes.
Yeah, that's true.
He talks in meme. I'm saying tomorrow when he becomes a buyer, four or five years down the line, if you're not talking his language,
you're gone.
You're irrelevant to me.
Yeah. Kunal, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just trying to get you off the phone. No. See, I'm getting questions from a lot of the students and learners and listeners to this. And one of the questions is, let's assume that you're in a strategy meeting, right? And let's assume, I don't know, to be honest, I don't know whether Dunzo is your client, but let's assume Dunzo is your client, right? And you're trying to advise Dunzo. They're saying Zomato is like happiness because, you know, it's now doing what we were doing, right? So as somebody who's representing marketing communication interests, what would you say to them? Oh, actually, what you should be doing is maybe trying to do something else business model wise, or should you be focusing on making your brand stronger? Or what would your advice off the top of your head be?
Okay, sure. So for starters, neither Dunzo nor Zomato is a client. So I can freely say whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, okay.
So you know, here's my answer to that, right? I would say, how confident are you that you can do this better than anybody else?
Right.
Right?
Okay.
you have a service that you're putting up. How confident are you that your service, the space that you want to offer,
yeah,
right, you can be amongst the top two or top three in the country in terms of delivery of that service.
Right.
Right. How confident are you that, when a consumer comes to you for it versus yeah. going to Zomato for it,
yeah.
your experience will be better.
Yeah.
Right. And if you can be confident on that and fix that side of it, right, then I will advertise the shit out of it for you and make sure that you succeed there. Right.
Hmm.
But if you're going to be worse than Zomato at it, then no amount of spending money on advertising is going to help you.
Yeah. Got it. Kunal, any brand that comes to your mind? I think the Disney example was fantastic. Any brand that comes, it may be work that you're doing, it may be work that, you know, some other agency is doing, any brand that is really standing out on the kind of work that it's doing right now?
Yeah, lots of them, right? So there's some work that we did for Dove, I think that came out of the US.
Uh-huh.
On celebrating medical staff, right? Which I thought was fabulous work.
Mm-hmm.
There's work that we've done in India right now for Asian Paints, for Tata Sky. There's work I've seen for Cadbury, which is beautiful, right? We're shooting in people's homes and giving people a sense of what the brand experience is like in this environment in people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you know, for example, the Tata Sky piece is about learning something new while you're stuck at home,
yeah.
and they've opened up all of their learning services free of cost
yeah.
while the entire piece is on. Right,
yeah.
that was a beautiful piece. The Cadbury piece is about celebrating your time at home, celebrating
yeah.
the relationships you have, the people you have, the time that you have right now in
yeah.
this environment, and celebrate those. And all of those are true to brand, and I think they work beautifully. So it's great work. I love it.
Wonderful. Okay. Question for Swapnil. Let's assume that you have a budget going forward and you have to split that budget into, let's say, branding, communications or product innovation. Can you tell me what the split would be and why?
So you're actually asking me to split budget between two, which are... It's not an either or discussion, honestly. Yeah? And I'll tell you why. I think there is very clearly a job to keep on understanding what my consumer expects from me as a brand.
Yeah.
Right? If that's the one question,
yeah.
the answer will be on both the fronts.
Yeah.
There could be a messaging point of view and therefore an insight that leads me to talk about something.
Yeah.
Or it could also be an absolutely new offering.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. You'll keep on seeing her. She's actually doing the rounds of the room.
You carry on. I'll keep waving at her when she comes.
Yeah, yeah.
She's way cuter than all three of us, man. So like, yeah. okay.
Possibly the best achievement of my life. So that's what. Yeah, but
so you're saying it's not an either or thing. But let me just put you under
yeah.
the spot. Yeah, I'm CEO. Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, this is all okay. But I have so much money. What will you do?
देखो सीईओ तो ये कहेगा कि जितना पैसा तेरे को चाहिए उसका आधा ले अभी
that's also
see the reason why I keep on kind of wavering away from this answer honestly yeah, and
yeah.
I'll give you if you really put my neck on the line I'll also give you the answer there the reason why I'm wavering away from it is simply because both from a point of view of timeline and from a point of view of what you're doing to the brand
yeah.
both of them are essential
Yeah.
But having said so, in the absolute immediate term,
mm-hmm.
it'll also be very difficult for you to develop something absolutely new.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I think if I have to kind of put some money before the other, I'll start with communication that, as I said, reinforces my brand and kind of reinstates the trust that people have in my brand. And that's where I'll start. And if I can then kind of put that trust and take it exponentially higher with an absolutely new product or service, then that's how you actually put in a flywheel and multiply the impact.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because it'll always be very, very difficult for you to actually deliver a product in a very, very short term, right? And then that product actually being completely on your brand and justifying why it should be there. So there are too many variables there, honestly.
I'm glad you talked about trust. Here's a question that I've got, Kunal, from somebody who's listening. For if businesses are fluid with business models, is creating a moat in the consumer's mind only all about trust?
No. not only about trust.
Right.
I think trust is a gateway.
Okay.
Right? So I need to trust you to be able to love you and want you. Right?
Right.
If I don't trust you, I don't.
Yeah.
But I think there are very, very few categories where trust alone can become a reason why I come to you. And there are categories, right?
Yeah.
You can be in the healthcare service. So I trust my doctor and I will go to that doctor more than anybody else. Right?
Yeah.
But I also have to like her.
Okay.
Right? When I go to my doctor, there has to be a sense of, you know, this is the right doctor for me. I could trust you completely. But if I just don't like you, your bedside manner, your demeanor, I may not come to you again. Right?
Right.
And that's true for brands as well. I can trust you, but if I don't like you, then, you know, too bad. A great example is the Tata Group, right? Any consumer you ask, the Tatas will always be right up there on trust, right?
Correct.
And yet in many categories, they're very successful. In many categories, they're not.
Hmm.
Right? So there are obviously dynamics beyond trust that play a role as well.
It's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Do you know the most trusted brand in India this year is?
No.
It's actually Dell.
Dell. They must have done something wrong.
So, no, but I agree. I'm saying what Kunal is saying, it's fundamentally saying trust actually gets you into a consumer's consideration set.
Yeah, yeah, I
but
guess
But there
so.
Are more variables that get you from consideration set to actually purchase basket.
Super. I think that's a great answer, man. Here's one question for both of you. You can answer it very quickly. Now we are coming into the fun part of things, right?
We have only 15 minutes left. Better be fun.
This wasn't fun.
Okay, COVID-19, if that's a brand, right? What do you think about the statement? It has been undergoing huge brand building. Okay, everybody's brand building. It's trending all over the world. If coronavirus is to be treated as a brand, what insights would come out of it? What's the one insight that's coming out of COVID-19 as a brand? Kunal and Swapnil.
Yeah, I think what Swapnil said earlier is great. Fear is a great lever. You can leverage fear really well.
Right.
And I think it's done a fabulous job of doing that.
Yeah. If COVID was a brand, I think they will start a streaming service and an internet service. Because they'll say, if you get out of your house, I'll come and catch you. So stay home and use our internet and use our streaming services.
Have we lost you? Your image is frozen.
Sid just froze.
Okay, come on, Swapnil. Maybe this is a good opportunity for us to ask each other questions. Yeah, till he gets back.
Hmm? Yeah. Do you think Sid actually was asking questions that he's planted himself, or people are honestly online and asking?
I think the bulk of them he's planted himself, and then some of them are stuff people have put in. You know. Yeah. So you know, Swapnil.
I should take a photo of him frozen on the screen like this.
Yeah, feel free.
He went away.
He'll probably join back in a minute.
Yeah,
sure. So, Swapnil, go on. Let me ask you while we're here, right? As a marketer, what do you look for in an agency?
For me, the biggest thing would be, if I would put it in a word, authenticity.
Hmm.
Which is to say that the agency, and I'm saying because agency is trying to kind of wing it a lot of times. Authenticity in the sense that... and brands, obviously, you would see that there is a very strong sense of ownership that comes in those agencies.
Hi, I'm back. Sorry.
Hi, sir.
It's okay. We started asking each other questions, Sid, while you were out. It's fine.
See, I was not needed at all. Okay, sorry. So, you were talking about COVID-19, and I'm glad the discussion has moved.
Yeah, and he's frozen again.
Yeah, you carry on.
Yeah. See, the basic question that I have for you is the second question, okay? Because we are going to run out of time, is if you had to actually advise an advertising and branding student, okay, who is going to enter the industry right now, okay, what would your advice be, and how would it be different, if at all, from them joining 1 year before?
So advise them in what respects it?
So
career advice.
I'm a greenhorn. I'm going to come in into the industry, either on the client side or the agency side. And you've seen this whole COVID thing going. Now, the reason why I'm asking this question is, see, we've we are basically very old fucks. Maybe we are not really. We are people who have seen war and peace. You know, we've seen the pre-liberalization era. We've seen we've seen various kinds of shit happening in our lives. There are there's a certain gang of people who are learners who have actually experienced a protracted time of peace. Okay. And they are now suddenly facing something like this. What would your advice be to somebody who is joining in a sort of a warlike situation when they've been used to is peace?
So, first of all, I'd say if you have a job, be thankful for it. Right?
Okay.
Be thankful for it and be respectful of the opportunity that's been given to you.
Yeah.
Right? And the second thing I'd say is you will be pushed to demonstrate value.
Yeah.
Right. I think when we go through long periods of prosperity as businesses, and I'm not talking about the advertising business alone, I mean the entire industry, right?
Yeah.
I think when we go through extended periods of prosperity, a lot of people are carried along.
Yeah.
Right? Even if they're not contributing that much, they're carried along saying, chalo, haath pair hai, kaam chalega. Right?
Yeah.
That luxury will go away for a few years. If you're not really good at what you do, if you're not significantly adding value, you will find that you don't have much room to last. So my advice would be, first of all, value what you have and don't slack off, right? Make sure you're adding value.
Okay. Yeah, I'm back. Okay. Right.
Yeah, so that's it, Sid. That's my full answer.
Okay. Swapnil, what about you?
See, so I agree with him, I think. I think for me, the biggest message that I would want to give everyone is tough times are great teachers. Yeah, because they push you to keep on delivering your best with lesser resources.
Mm-hmm.
So they teach you enterprise. They teach you sense of risk taking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a sense of, at the same time, they also teach you how to look for more creative solutions.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of good learning, and all of this happens with lesser amount of money available on the table.
Yeah.
What it also therefore teaches you is to actually look at how to make the best of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So for me, I think what people will have to understand is that they will have to sit tight in their seats, because absolutely agree that they should be thankful for the jobs that they have. But at the same time, I think this is a great opportunity for them to learn very, very fast, because your learning cycles will have to speed up.
Okay.
And then make the best out of whatever you have.
What do you guys think about the gig economy in something like that? Do you think it's safer to be an employee now, or do you think that, you know, freelancing? What do you guys think?
Say, what do you think? You freelance a fair amount.
Well, I actually, my view on freelancing is that it's going to be probably a very good time for being a freelancer, because you're opening up to the world, because the world is becoming a little more open towards online consulting and freelancing. That is something that, you know, I'm used to doing. But I don't think that that's the case for a lot of other professions, maybe. So I'm kind of asking this freelancer. See, what I'm saying is, you guys have now faced a situation where, in fact, Sir Swapnil joined his job when he directly went home and started working from home.
Yeah.
He just recently joined his latest job. And Kunal, you've seen the world now from a different perspective, whereas you came from home. So would you change the way in which your organizations would be based upon what you're experiencing, or would it, if once the lockdown gets over, you would go back to business as usual?
No, we're absolutely looking at business models that are different from what we do right now, right? And the reason we're doing it, and unlike everybody, is you realize that, hey, everybody's comfortable working from home. We're efficient. We're delivering everything we have to, other than the fact that film production is stalled across the country.
Yeah.
Everything else that we can do, and we're even producing films from people's homes. We're doing that as well, right?
Yeah.
But we're very, very efficient from home, right?
Mm.
So the model has the ability to change now, because they've realized that, right? So, for example, I have assets in Bombay, Delhi, and Bangalore. If I'm working from home, I know that I can utilize assets across the country, right? In any market virtually.
yeah.
when I need to. Because up until now, we operated as the assets you have in Delhi, service Delhi, Bombay, service in Bombay, Bangalore,
correct,
service in Bangalore, right? Yes. Suddenly, if you know you can efficiently work in this way, you know you can pull assets. So that might radically change the way we structure, right? The assets that create and the assets that front clients.
Yeah.
Right? It might, and we're thinking of it, right? The freelance question, I think in the short term, in businesses like ours, freelancing will stop completely.
Mm.
Right? Because you will take every bit of spare capacity you have in the company and utilize that 100% first before you go out to anybody else.
Exactly. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Makes sense. Swapnil, any final words?
No. So I agree with him on the fact that I think freelancing right now is in for a very rough ride. Simply because people would want to. I'm saying I am absolutely sure that every organization as of now is looking at belt tightening.
Yeah.
Even for the internal workforce.
Yeah.
So at that point in time, to really say, hey, I'm getting someone from outside who's going to do this job, is not going to sit really well, right? So it's about cutting discretionary spending,
yeah.
right? And right or wrong, freelancing does end up being in discretionary spends, and right. I think that will be a challenge. Having said so, I also believe that while we would see a shift in how people work, I at least put a lot of premium on human interaction and face-to-face discussions, and that's critical because I think online chats and technology, while they break down barriers, geographical barriers, they put a lot of constraints in how that discussion happens, right?
Yeah.
So I would believe the way, for example, organizations will adapt and look at stuff is, for example, come out with something that says, hey, I'll reduce my overall, let's say, cost of, what should I say, maintaining an office space.
Yeah.
Right? So I have 100 people. At any given day, I'll only have 70 people in office because now I know that people can work. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also believe that while we've had a full month of lockdown, et cetera, it's still too early in the days for us to actually understand what it does to people's work-life balances, energy levels and efficiency levels.
Sure.
Yeah, because I think all of us will agree to the fact that suddenly there is no sense of time of the day of the week. There have been at least two Sundays when I've woken up and said, oh, today is a Sunday. And I'm saying that can't be very, very good, right? You're never shutting down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zoom.
Yeah. I keep telling people in my company as well, you have to take your Sundays off, right?
Yeah.
No matter what happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zoom fatigue is actually a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I think that Swapnil was talking about how people just stare at their own faces in Zoom meetings just before we started this this webinar, and it's absolutely true. I think we're still getting used to it. Go on.
It's almost for the first time I realize how many white hair I have on my face. I always thought it's all brown.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's a little too early for us to actually have a judgment on. Therefore, having mass cases of people not going.
Yes.
In fact, funnily enough, on LinkedIn, the global CMO of Burger King, Fernando Machado, just posted a comment, at least I saw it on my timeline, where he said, I want to go to office so that I can work less. So you know where this is going. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's a wonderful way to wrap this up. I think we are, 5:58, so not bad, in spite of me ditching you guys for a few seconds in the middle. Thank you so much, both of you. I think this has been an incredibly enlightening discussion, and I'm not saying this lightly. I think I'm getting a lot of comments from people who have just simply enjoyed this interaction. I thank you for being chilled out. the kind of people that I know you guys are, and thank you for just keeping it real. I hope you had a fun time too.
We did. Thanks, Sid.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks, Kunal. Thanks, Sid. Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
See you guys. Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was a good one, right? More of where that came from soon. Want to reach out to me? I'm Siddharth Deshmukh, and I'm the traveling professor on Instagram. You'll find the funny side of me there. And on LinkedIn, I'm a little bit more serious, but I'm still the traveling professor. To give us feedback, you can reach out to us on HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube, the usual suspects. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se. And join me in the journey. Onward ho!
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.